Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. They screwed us with our bye week. This is the Morning Shift. I'm Squid Billy Bo Morgan, also known as Big Papa Squid. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, and a guy that needs to fix his collar every once in a while.
Here we go.
Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And she can pop collars. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the leader of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack. And with our forces combined and one dial on behind the glass, we are the Morning Shift.
I was wondering how long it was going to take for him to mention the
collar. Yeah, what was that? Was that 13 seconds? Something like that. Yeah, 13 seconds.
It was record-breaking, whatever it was.
Impressive, actually.
I don't know. I was so proud to see you on TV last night.
Yeah.
And yet...
Face for radio.
It was like a parent watching his kid hit a ball down the first baseline and then run to third base instead of first base and T-ball. Like, you know, you're proud and ashamed at the same time.
Yeah. Well, look, on the child side of that, it's almost like getting a base hit and, you know, getting thrown out at third, trying to leg a double into a triple. And your dad's like, what were you doing, man? Like, hey, but did you see the hit, though? You know, right. Did you see the hit? So that's where we're at right now.
Well, clearly we have a ton to talk about today. Mike, what is the headline you want to cover today?
I had to talk myself out of being angry at the NFL. Mm. I had to talk myself out of being angry at the NFL yesterday. I'm tired of the Falcons always having the target on their back. It's not fair. I'm angry.
Bo?
Well, I was going to go with something similar that they screwed us, but I will go with this. Yes, I know Ozzie Albies has 3 hits in his last 2 games, but he's still 3 for 40.
Did someone tweet at you?
That's
Dylan, what's going on with you?
There should only be one team that Hawks fans should be rooting for now in the NBA playoffs.
We'll get in on the conversation online. You can find us on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. 404-726-0929 is also the number. Now, let's go ahead and jump in to the NFL schedule. We'll cover everything else in the front page at 620, but we do have to talk about the schedule. I know, Mike, you have some thoughts.
I cannot believe, and I feel bad for the players, feel bad for everybody associated with the organization, that they are not going to give the Atlanta Falcons a bye week after the Berlin trip. It seems ridiculous. Scheduling conflicts all over this thing. I'm talking about Sunday night games on the West Coast backed up by primetime games the next week. Travel situations. You don't have, and we used to love this, you don't have any opportunity for like a 2 or 3 week stretch where you get to settle in at home for the home games. The Falcons schedule to me, Allie, is I'm not going to go out there and say, well, it's, you know, it's one of the hardest in the NFL, but the NFL did no favors. And I know we're not shocked. They did no favors to this organization with this schedule when you mix in travel and opponents.
So it's not unprecedented, okay? In 2023, when we played the in London against the Jaguars. The week before, which was week three, we went to Detroit and played in Detroit, then went to Jacksonville. Well, excuse me, London to play Jacksonville.
Right.
And then we came home, and the very next week we played Houston at home. Now, we did not get a bye that year until week 11, which was the actual Sunday date would have been November 19th.
Yeah.
So it's not unprecedented.
Yeah.
However, this schedule puts them with a week 5 bye, and then they don't play that game until essentially the second week of November, the second Sunday of November. And then it comes off a trip. You go to New England, and then you'll presumably come home and then go to Berlin. And then you have to play out the rest of your schedule, and you get the mini bye in the really the towards the end of December.
It's the end of the line. It does you no favors.
No, it doesn't at all. And you get, what's the number, Mike? You and I talked about this, and I know you did your hit 11 alive last night, but you don't have back-to-back home games.
Till the end of the season?
Till the end of the season, the last two games. Yeah. And now you can say, well, yeah, technically they play week 4, Allie, at home, and then they have a bye week, and they come back, and then week 6 they have a game at home. That's back-to-back. No, it's not. The bye separates it. Not the same at all.
Yeah. I just think for me, and you talk about the mini bye being at the end, and this just goes into it. And I think there's probably a couple positive spins we can put on the schedule. But for me, when we talk about this, we made so much last year of getting to the bye week, and it was Thanksgiving last year, and the Falcons were able to do what you call self-scouting, right? Where you're like, man, we are what we are. You know, sometimes you get caught up in the week-to-week game planning. Like, let's go back and look at ourselves during the bye week. Let's figure out what's going right and what's going wrong. And a lot was made of it. And I think at that point, you correct me if I'm wrong, Bo, I think Jimmy Lake's fate was almost sealed at the bye week last year. Like, Raheem Morris takes a step forward, and, like, you can tell that things change defensively.
It's very rare that the defensive-minded head coach steps in into a team and says, I'm going to take over the defense a little bit more, and then that defensive coordinator is with the team the next year.
Right, okay. So all that being said, I'm looking at a week 5 bye week, and I'm going, you don't even know what you are by the time you get to week 5. There is no self-scouting opportunity. Like, you are still evolving as a football team in week 5. So now you're going to play 4 games, right? And then you're going to get to week 5, and you're going to go, well, let's work on the details. You know, and there's no opportunity. And you could have even done that, to your point, if you have the mini bye after a Thursday night game, say, I don't know, week 8, week 9, week 10, somewhere in the middle of the schedule, you could have had that opportunity as well. And it's just going to be a matter of they've got to get out ahead of the 8-ball here and make sure they're doing that throughout the season. I don't know if that's analysts going to work or whatever it may be, Allie, but they've got to get out ahead of it and make sure they're planning down the road for all these speed bumps.
Well, and for our guys, I mean, I'm always so curious as far as like mentally preparing, physically preparing, what can they even do? Because it's a tough schedule.
Yeah.
So what do they do to get prepared? Can they prepare for this kind of travel?
Well, I think first and foremost, and to Bo's point, I said this last night at 11 Alive with Maria Martin, you have to be extremely happy at this point if you're the Falcons players that you have a player-friendly head coach. And I know that there's a lot of Falcons fans that kind of roll their eyes about Raheem being friendly and kind of being buddy-buddy, but you're going to need that this year, right? With the grind that is, and we mentioned it, there's no like back-to-back home games. You do have that blip where you have the bye week in between two home games. That's nice. But when you start getting to the grind of it, and I'm assuming this rule is still the same. I don't know. You'll have to tell me, Bo. After the CBA came out in 2011, you could only wear full pads 14 times. That'd be in the first 14 weeks of the season. By the time you got to week 15, no more full pads.
And you can only go to the ground so many times.
Right,
actually, that rule might have gotten stricter with the last CBA.
And that's what I was going to say. If that rule is still in place, I doubt they even get to 14. Like, I doubt they even get to 14 in the year because of the grind that will be taken on their body with travel from the West Coast and a Sunday night game in San Francisco and going up to New England the week before you go to Berlin and then playing another game the week after. It's just everything about it to me feels like a grind week in and week out. And so hopefully they will all become ready for that and adjusted by the time it comes.
I will say this. If this team is where we hope they are, the mini bye actually works out well because you will get it's December 15th, which I told you guys yesterday on the show that they were – I think I was the first one to say it – that they were going to get that Thursday night game in December. And so you play that, and if you come out of that game, you're where you want to be. Now you can kind of look at, hey, what can we do moving forward to give some guys some more rest, all those things for a playoff run. But the thing that I look at last year is last year you played Tampa on Thursday night, week 5. So your mini bye last year was week 5, and then your actual bye didn't come until week 12. Now this year, your bye is week 5, and your mini bye will be week 16.
Yeah, no thanks.
So players will tell you they like a later bye. The best is really, I think is like after week 8.
2/3 into the season was always my goal. Two-thirds into the season. If we can get a bye 2/3 into the season, you can chop that first third in and kind of, you know, take some, and then you get to, yeah, that's what you want.
But what I will tell you is let's look at a little bit of some of the good things. Let's say, I don't know if it's the defense or the offense, but one side of the ball is struggling after the first four weeks. You do get a week to assess, because you're going against a couple of decent offenses. You know, you're going against in those first few weeks, you're going against Tampa, Minnesota, and Washington. There's Carolina is in there in week 3, but Tampa, Minnesota, and Washington are three offenses that were pretty freaking good last year.
Well, and not to take the focus off the players for a moment, but I am curious, Bo, when the schedule was released, what was the temperature in the Morgan household? How is Amy feeling right now?
Well, she'd already predicted there'd be no holiday games.
She was right.
So she was good there. Honestly, I don't know if she's paid much attention. I was like trying to talk to her about it, and she was like, yeah, okay.
She's in tunnel mode on the baby right now?
Yeah.
Just tunnel
mode. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she, I mean.
She won't pay attention until you're walking out of the house saying, I got to be gone for 3 days.
Yeah.
What?
wait, what?
If her temperature is my temperature, right? So if she hears me whining and complaining about something, she's going to be like, well, that sucks. Oh, and then she's going to start thinking about it. So I try to, like, not make a big deal. I have yet to really tell her that I'm leaving on a Saturday and coming back Monday afternoon, basically, because, you know, I'll jump in here after we arrive from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me you haven't complained about this once?
In
front of her?
I complained about going to Berlin. Not like, oh, I'm so mad I got to go to Berlin.
Right.
I'm like, well, it'll be a long trip, and I'll be gone, you know, like 3 days, and, you know. But no, I haven't complained yet. Mike is going to get the point. I start complaining like middle of the week. And I start telling her, hey, don't forget. It's like Monday, like 2 in the afternoon. Don't forget, I leave Saturday for New England.
Yeah, Allie, and I think you've probably realized this throughout the last 3 weeks. Bo's initial disposition on most things is, I'm not trying to bag on Bo, but his initial disposition on most of it is like, well, that's going to suck. You know what I mean? And then you kind of have to talk Bo and say, well, you know, the good side of this is you get to do that.
Right.
You know, the good side is that we have 5 primetime games, which I know as a guy traveling, you look at it and go, that sucks. But as a fan, you're like, man, that's nice. You get to watch football. Like, you get to watch ball with Dave Archer a number of different times throughout the season.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, let's pull up to a pub in Berlin, Germany and watch this or watch that. So there is a bright side to it all, and there always is, but I'm with you. The traveling for Bo, especially with Pork Chop at home, yeah, you're going to get to about Wednesday and you're going to go, man, this sucks.
Yeah, it does, but and like last year hit me a little bit with Amy being pregnant. I was like, man, I feel bad leaving for 2 nights or whatever, but it sucks because you know that you're not yourself until Wednesday when you play a Sunday night game at 8:20. And if it goes poorly,
hit the hot tub, man.
And if it goes
hot cold contrast.
Well, the other thing is, if it goes poorly, you have to hear everyone say, "Oh, you're embarrassed on national TV."
Speaking of which, I want to hear from you guys all day on the @929 Morning Shift. We'll do it when we get to Wake Up Call. What's the game that stands out to you? What's the one headliner now that you know when it is that you can't miss, that you're buying tickets to this morning? So make sure you hit us up with that @929 Morning Shift. We'll do that in Wake Up Call as well. We're going to hit the front page when we come back. We also going to talk about those Atlanta Braves and the botched W that was last night. A lot of people kind of bagging on some of the decisions for Brian Snicker last night. I'm going to tell you why I'm actually on Team Snicker today, all right? And make sure you stick with that on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Radio 92.9, The Game with the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, we are hanging out with you this morning. Getting to the front page in a moment with the NBA playoffs. But first, guys, we loved it while we had it. But the Braves are below 500 once again after losing to the Nationals last night. How are you feeling?
You got to be quicker than that. You know what I mean? It's like the old, what is it, State Farm commercial. No, it was frustrating to watch last night. Obviously, as the Braves, you felt like we're in a good position. And look, I kind of mentioned this going into the break. I think a lot of people were confused as to the moves of who you pitched coming out of the bullpen. Obviously, you felt like your top two guys were rested, and you felt like you could have gone to the best guys down the stretch, especially when it turned into a one-run ball game. And you go with De La Cruz, and obviously things get sideways from there. I didn't have a problem with it. I think that one of the things, and I hate to say this, and I don't want to get tweeted by Grant, one of the things I think you cleared up last night is, like, we've been wondering what happens with the rotation and with the roster with Spencer Strider. Mm-hmm. I think Snicker put some guys up to bat last night.
Yeah.
And that's really the reaction I had. People were like, oh, you know, we rested our, you know, setup man and our closer. Like, we need to go to, you know, Iggy's had two inning saves before, and we need to go to these guys when it's a one-run game. Like, I think Snicker was like, dude, put up or shut up. You want to be on this roster? Go out there and have a shutout inning and make sure that you're pitching the right way. These guys are major leaguers, right? You can't just all pitch throwaway innings and expect to continue to be on this roster. And I think that talk about high leverage situations and bullpen moves and all that. The Snicker thing, and I've been just as harsh on Snicker as anybody in the last few weeks. I didn't have a problem with his bullpen moves last night. I didn't have a problem with his pinch hitting there in the eighth and ninth inning. I thought that all those moves were fine with me.
It's funny that I actually have a different take on it, but I do think it's funny that you brought that up, because when I was watching De Los Santos, I think that's his name, come out there.
Yeah, my bad. And, I said De La Cruz. Got it mixed up.
And come out there, I go, all right, big guy. It's your moment. Like, if you want to be the guy.
That's so true. That's exactly the way I felt.
If you want to be the guy that stays here when we bring up Kimbrel, because it's going to happen soon, or I cannot think of the young kid's name that's in AAA right now that just got called up, and he's a flamethrower. He was hitting like 100 the other day in Gwinnett, and I was like, he's also probably going to be fast-tracked, I would think, at some point this year to be up here. And so, Montero, you know, you've been pretty good, but, this is a chance for you. Bummer was the one that surprised him. Bummer and De Los Santos were bad. But the thing I was thinking about that came to my mind was, you're in the middle of a 17-day stretch. 17 straight games. You can't pitch the same three guys every night. This isn't October, guys.
There you go.
Where you can throw out the same four pitchers in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th for three straight series and then say, hey, look, it worked, because you can't do it for 6 runs in a row. You just can't do it. It's part of it. And can we stop second guessing?
No, that's not going to happen.
There's not.
Not on sports radio.
But it's not. It's not sports radio. It's Twitter. The Twitter fans and the guys that think they're suddenly insiders because they tweet about the Braves 24/7. Guys, like, you can't second guess every move. You have to do things differently here and there. If not, then you're going to be screaming, well, I don't know why we don't see this guy or at that. Well, you know why that guy can't come out there?
Yeah.
Because you haven't used him in 6 weeks because you complained when we did. Like, we have to just relax. Also, Drake Baldwin's not playing left field, okay? He's never played left field. He's not playing left field. I don't care if Dale Murphy did it. I don't care if Bryce Harper was a catcher when he came up. It's not happening. Over it.
Well, let me tell you who the most relatable one is. And I think he hit a tater last night for his own team. I was watching the Cubs 10 years ago. Kyle Schwarber was a catcher. Kyle Schwarber was a catcher. And Kyle Schwarber, they were like, dude, I don't care what we got to do to get this guy's bat in the lineup. He's going to go somewhere in the field. And he, in turn, was one of the worst left fielders in Major League Baseball.
And now where does he play?
And now he's a DH. And now you're dealing with that. But you do have Marcell Ozuna. And I'll say this, too, on the back end of that. There was questions about, hey, when you hit Drake Baldwin, should he have come up in the eighth inning? Why did you wait till the ninth inning to put him up? He was always going to hit for Nick Allen. And also, it worked out in the ninth inning. Drake Baldwin got on base. And you have Austin Riley and Marcell Ozuna up in a spot where you needed a run. Austin Riley with one of his worst at-bats of the season in the ninth inning. And Marcell Ozuna, although he battled a little bit, couldn't do anything. So that's not, again, and I'm not going to go as far as say, can we stop second-guessing? We're never going to do that. Like, that's just what happens when you're the manager of a ball club that's fledgling and has World Series aspirations. But hang on, let me finish. I think the whole thing where we're nitpicking to when a pinch hitter comes in, and Snicker gets picked apart more times for things that worked, than anybody else that I've seen in a long time. He pinch hit Drake Baldwin in the ninth inning. Drake Baldwin got on. You have your big boppers in the middle line. How many times have we said this? Your players have to play at some point, especially the heart of the order.
But that's it for me. It's not the second guessing. It's every single move. I can't believe that Snitker scratches goatee after that pitch and not the other one. Everything the guy does, everything, every comment, everything. I'm just sick of it. Like, it's compounding for me with all of the, hey, we're a bad baseball team. Are we? We're 21 and 15 since the seventh game of the season. Like, we're not a bad baseball team. We're a team that is in the middle of a tough stretch, and you're trying to build depth by getting people back.
I'm with you. I'm not ready to say that Brian Snicker's not at fault for some of the things that have happened.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying we can't second guess. To your point,
every single move. I literally am on Twitter the other day, and I see our insider of the Braves having to defend a move that tied the ball game.
I just love Grant's positive disposition about the Braves.
But no, this
was just to walk me back.
But this was a good move. I cannot believe he pinch ran Fairchild there. And Grant goes, well, if he doesn't, your next at bat was not Sunday
afternoon.
Same thing
afternoon. I was saying about Drake Baldwin.
It was Monday afternoon. I know, and you're right.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. The problem is not the nitpicking. It's as much as it's the nitpicking everything, even the right moves. And you just have to understand that they're managing for 162 games. You're managing, in your mind, on Twitter, every game as if it's the only game that's ever going to happen the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, speaking of the big boppers in the lineup, let's go to the front page. Ronald Acuña did, after much anticipation, visit with the media yesterday. Now, it was interesting because there was some parts that he said for himself. But, Dylan, I want to leave with this cut. This is actually through a translator. This is Ronald Acuña, what he had to say about his conversation with Brian Snicker.
Just apologize and ask for his forgiveness for what I posted and for being a distraction and you know, just wanted to clear the air and you know, move on.
So if you don't remember, this goes back to Ronald Acuña just a few weeks ago when Jared Kelnick, you know, gets thrown out at second for, you know, lollygagging around the bases after he thinks he hit a home run. Ronald Acuña says, if that was me, I'd have been taken out of the ballgame and benched. For Brian Snicker's part, though, he said Ronald Acuña came in and, look, he said, my bad.
No, it was good. It was good to see him, actually. It looks good. I mean, he's lean and tough, but he came to me before he talked to the club. No, I think it was good for him to do that. It takes a lot to do something like that.
Allie, am I wrong in saying, all right, let's just ball this up like a nice crumbled up piece of paper, throw it in the trash can, get rid of it?
Yep, everyone's got to laugh and move on.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't think it's It's really worth after now worth talking about. Like, that's it. You know, he addressed, I thought it was funny. He answered the first question in English.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, we're gonna do this.
Let me make sure that this isn't taken out of context.
Yeah, it's
all right?
Gonna be
come
20
on
questions.
In here. Yeah.
You know, he didn't and he you could see on his face he wasn't happy about answering 30 questions. Problem is, this is what happens when you're the star of a team and you tweet something against a team. I don't think it's worth talking about. Ronald Acuña Jr. is not going to be looked at as the guy that has to lead this team, and he's going to show up and suddenly be the leader in the clubhouse. It's not necessarily the role you want. I want Ronald Acuña Jr. to show up, be healthy, and do what he does, which is, you know, be the superstar that he is at the plate, on the bases, and in the field.
Yeah,
having him back is going to be so good for the depth of this team. I just don't think we realize the depth that Verdugo and White have built. And how it's going to shine through once you get Acuña up here.
Yeah, well, Allie, one team moves on in the NBA playoffs last night, and the Celtics keep themselves out of trouble for one day.
They are still in it. Yeah, they beat the Knicks last night in Game 5. Derek White had 34 points, including 7 three-pointers. Jaylen Brown added 26 points with 12 assists, making the final score 127-102.
You can look at this two ways. This is that champion never quitting and going not going down without a fight. And
Heart of a lion.
They're gonna push this to 7 games. Hope, you know, if they can win one more and then you'd be like, well, yeah, look at that. Or this is like that you know, in like the movies when they're realistic and the guy's dying and he's like gasping for air and it's like, and then it's done. That was that last night.
Yeah.
Credit to the Celtics. Like Bo said, showed off their championship pedigree, staying alive, getting one for their guy, Jason Tatum. However, there's going to be too much energy in the Garden. And unless they get a Herculean effort from Derek White again or another guy like Peyton Pritchard,
Herculean.
Knicks are going to win it in 6.
I love that. Herculean.
Yeah, Game 6 is tomorrow in New York. Timberwolves eliminated the Warriors in Game 5. Julius Randle scored 29 points. Anthony Edwards came in with 22, sending them to the Western Conference Finals for the second straight year. So don't worry, Mike. Jimmy Butler is not getting a ring this year. Final score.
I mean.
Was 121-110.
You know what I mean?
The best thing ever for the Timberwolves would be if the Nuggets come back tonight and tie this series, push it to 7, and make the Thunder kind of battle it out. I think the Thunder might be the best team in basketball that's left. Problem is, they're still young, and you could get two young teams who have never been there before in the Wolves and the Thunder and fighting for that
that chance for the finals.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be mad at that at all. I teased it earlier today during headlines. Hawks fans, it's time to root for Ant-Man. Georgia kid, local guy. It's the only guy we should be rooting for at this point. I now that the Warriors are eliminated, I'm not going to lie. Just to see the reaction from Mike, I would have loved to see the Warriors actually win it all.
I don't mind it. I just don't need this man made into some pariah. We're like, thank God he got a ring.
He was a huge impact. But anywho, I'm all in on Ant-Man now. I hope they end up getting it done. So that's our room for, and I think that's who Hawks fans should be rooting for at this point in the season.
Yeah, nice work. It is fun, and it's been a fun NBA playoffs. I got to tell you, that's one of those things for me that in the past it kind of draws out, and you're like, dude, all right, you know, we're 2.5 months into this deal. You know, I like, how much more playoff basketball can I watch? But there is more parity at the top. Dylan and I talked about it yesterday. More parity at the top, it seems like, than ever before, or at least in a long time, in terms of the NBA. So we'll see who comes out of that fiasco. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to hit an Allie's Mac drop. We're also going to talk about more NFL schedule release. We've been hyper-focused and sulking on the Atlanta Falcons. Bo's going to tell you who else around the NFL got screwed on the other side. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the Morning Shift. It's Allie Mack. I'm Mike Johnson, Squid Billy's to my left, Dylan playing the good tunes this morning, getting you hyped up on your way into work. Thank you so much for listening to us. We've got to talk about this NFL schedule release and the winners and losers. We've kind of been hyper-focused on our own matchups, and I want to make sure I invite you guys once again at 929 Morning Shift. Let us know after knowing. We already knew the home and away opponents, But now that you know when the games are, what's the one game that you're like, got to get tickets? That's the one I've got to be at. I know there's a lot of people that have kind of circled Buffalo. Maybe you like traveling to, I don't know, San Francisco or some of where the away games are. So make sure you let us know the one game after knowing when the schedule is, when it's happening, that you have to be at and that you have to see live and in color for the Atlanta Falcons. I do want to talk about some other winners and losers from around the NFL and some other teams that I feel like were in good places and are possibly not in good places. I haven't seen many prognosticators in the short time that we've known. What is it now? I don't know, 11 hours almost that we've known the full NFL schedule release. Not many people are saying Falcons big losers. I hate the Falcons schedule. But I have to admit there's a couple of other teams from around the NFL that are in a bad spot. And, Bo, the one that jumped out to me, the Detroit Lions play on both Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, that is
I mean,
that sucks, man. Like, well, that sucks.
But they always play. I mean, Thanksgiving is a known. You go to Detroit, right. You know you're playing on Thanksgiving. Does it, though? I mean, they get technically – I think that's not as bad as we actually realize, because they're going to have that's basically probably what, 3 Thursday night games in for them, because I think they'll have a regular one as well. But you get little mini buys after them. That's for something. I mean, welcome to, guess what? Welcome to being good.
Yeah, right.
Isn't it a compliment?
Yeah, you've been begging for this. No, and I think it is. And like Bo said, you know that's going to be a thing when you're with the Lions, that Thanksgiving's going to be a thing. I just hate that it's both in 1 year. I hate that it's both in 1 year for those guys, man. Those are the two biggest holidays of the year, and you're dealing with a situation where you're not going to get to spend either one of them really with your family. So we'll see. But that was the one thing that stuck out to me. You mentioned the Minnesota Vikings being overseas for 2 straight weeks.
Yeah.
I think if you squint and blur your eyes and rub your eyes a little bit, you can say, well, that's kind of cool for the fans. Again, a little bit brutal for the guys in that locker room. So those are the couple of things that stuck out to me. I think the Chiefs also have some wrinkles in their schedule.
That's
but
actually the one I wanted to talk about. That's the one I'm looking at. They play, what, in Brazil to week one? Then they have 7 primetime games, including that one. Yeah. They play, if I'm not mistaken, they play on Thanksgiving Day. And they play, they play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. And they play Christmas Day, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean... imagine 7 primetime games. That is a lot.
Yeah, and the Chiefs are always going to deal with that with Patrick Mahomes, the whole Kelce fiasco and everything else. I think that, you know, like you said about the Lions, it's like just one of those things to deal with. I mean, I think was it last year that the Chiefs played on every single game of the week other than Tuesday? Or maybe they did play on Tuesday. Like, it was something insane like that.
It was they played on Monday. It wasn't Tuesday because they played Monday. Night. They played the Wednesday Christmas game.
Yep.
They played a Thursday night game. They played Black Friday, right?
Yep.
And then they played, I'm pretty positive, played Saturday. And, of course, Everybody plays a Sunday game.
Yeah.
Even the Chiefs.
I do want to bring up, too, the New York Giants, just as far as not like home and away games or like travel or days of the week, but you look at how the New York Giants open the season, I think that they've got a little bit of a gauntlet. Now, here's how it reads. You're going to do week one, Washington Commanders, week two, Cowboys, both those are away games. You'll get the Chiefs in week 3. All right, those are all 3 probably going to be decently tough games. The Chargers in week 4, another tough games. You know, we know what the Saints are for the Falcons, but the rest of the NFL is week 5. That's probably a little bit of a break. But then you follow the Saints game up with week 6 against the Eagles and week 7 against the Broncos and week 8 against the Eagles. That's a tough road, man. Like, that's a pretty tough hill to climb to start the season. That's with San Francisco on the back of that. Like, there is no there's no days off in that opening stretch of that schedule for them.
Yeah, that is rough. Can I – are you guys surprised that the number 1 overall pick, who is a quarterback
– Yes.
Doesn't have a primetime game?
I am.
Tennessee.
I think, and you know, Allie knows the business side of this, but I will say it just kind of is on brand with this entire draft cycle, is it not? Like, Cam Ward, it was like, all right, yeah, he's going first. Maybe it's because it's the Titans, or maybe it's because of the Shadur fiasco, or maybe it's something else I'm not even paying attention to. They've been an afterthought. Like, the whole saga around Cam Ward has been an afterthought this entire offseason.
So take that. Now double down. With the fact, are you also, surprised that the Browns didn't get a late season primetime game, even a Thursday night game. And hear me out. The reason why is because NFL thoughts, hey, let's look ahead. Maybe Shedeur Sanders is starting or is getting playing time, is getting a chance to start because the quarterback merry-go-round is such a fiasco that we throw the Browns a bone and give them a late season Thursday night game, hoping to catch magic.
Is that realistic? Do you think he's going to play?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying, and I'm kind of tend to lean towards what Mike is going with, but the reality is well, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe there's a chance, you know, Flacco's hurt. I don't think Pickett's on the roster, and maybe Dylan Gabriel, you know, whoever gets their chance first, maybe we throw them something in there to see if there's a chance to catch something and get a good number.
Yeah, and look, the fact that I'm saying I don't think he's going to start this year has nothing to do with Shedeur. I think that when you look at the Browns and the quarterback saga that is now, 25 years rolling, when you look at what they have, Joe Flacco is just an older version, in my opinion, of Shedeur. And I know that people are going to roll their eyes when I say that, but he's a pocket-style quarterback that has a good arm and can read defenses, and he's a veteran, and he's 40 years old. So if you were ever going to turn to another quarterback in that quarterback stable, I think you'd turn to somebody, hey, we have offensive line issues, somebody that can, you know, escape. And, you know, they've gone to DTR in the past. They've gone to other options that do things a little bit differently. So I don't know. I think when you look at that entire situation, if things go downhill with Joe Flacco, I don't think Shedeur would be the follow-up. I think, well, it would be somebody that does things differently.
I think Dylan Gabriel would be the next guy. But that's why I said late, like maybe week 14 or 16 or something, that the last Thursday night game that you might have in the rotation that's not a Christmas game or whatever. Because then maybe you're like, hey, we'll just throw him in there and see what he's got.
Well, it's time, guys, for the Mac drop.
Uh-oh. I love that intro.
Well, today is Throwback Thursday. You know I love a good theme. So we're going to have Throwback Thursday Trivia 90s edition. I'm going to say this is level one. I think you guys are both going to nail this. We're traveling back to a time when you had to kick your sister off the phone to get on America Online.
That was a real thing in my house. That was a real thing in my house.
I'm sure
was scary.
It was. Mario Lopez had a perm, and we were all watching the Braves on TBS.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful
perm
time.
Perm mullets were a thing.
So I'm going to give you guys a trivia question. If you know the answer, we're going to use your name as your buzzer. So, Bo, yours is Bo. Mike, do you have any idea what yours would be?
No.
What? I got a question. What if I forget and say squid instead of bow?
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
So say that one more time. So you just gotta yell your name?
Yeah, yell your name if you know the answer.
All right.
Okay, and I'm going to keep a tally on who gets more of these questions, right? Dylan, help keep me honest on this one. It's going to be moving quickly.
Okay.
And shout out to Dylan for the music today.
Mike. Oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
All right, first question. The author, R.L. Stein, was responsible for this series.
Mike.
Whoa. Dylan, do you have any idea who said it first?
I heard the M and Mike first.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll give it to Mike.
Goosebumps.
Sorry, Squid. Mike, go ahead.
That is correct,
Goosebumps.
Mike.
Thank
and
you.
That was the scary children's books that R.L. Stein wrote.
Yeah, it ended up into a TV series and maybe a movie.
You will never not hear my name again.
Whoa.
Do I need to turn your levels down then? Are you going to be screaming the mic? Is that what you're telling me?
Question two. These two expansion teams were added to Major League Baseball in 1993. I heard Mike first.
What is the Florida Marlins? What was the other one?
I don't know. Don't look at me.
It wasn't the Diamondbacks or the Rays. They were added in 1998.
Bo. I mean, how long are we going to get this guy?
Go ahead, Bo.
Chance to steal.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was the Florida Marlins and the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
All right.
When she said 92, it threw me off because I was ready to get with the Devil Rays and Diamondbacks.
Maybe you should wait to know the answer before you scream your name.
It's all good.
All right. This animated show featured a teen bully named Roger, a best friend named Skeeter.
Mike? Doug.
I was more of a Bobby's World guy myself.
All right. This popular mint brand had silly commercials labeling it the Fresh Maker.
Bo.
All right.
Mentos.
Correct.
Nice.
Because Vinny from Entourage, that's where he got his start.
I'm not shocked that that's how you know it.
Fun fact. All right, in this year, the Jacksonville Jaguars and Carolina Panthers were added to the NFL.
Bo.
All right.
96.
Mm,
Yeah. No. I'm going to say 94.
Incorrect.
Incorrect again.
Okay. All right, so watch on that one. That was 1995.
Ah! Dang it. All right.
All right, this teenager, played by Melissa Joan Hart on Nickelodeon, explains it all. Mike?
Clarissa explains it all.
Yeah, that was Clarissa.
Got it. You're more in the witch show.
I had to wait a minute because I was going to say, I weren't sure if you were going to talk about Sabrina. But yeah, it's Clarissa. Bama fan, by the way, Clarissa. I don't know why.
All right, nobody cares. Yeah, let's go. Strange. Next question.
Throwback Thursday trivia. The next question is, the year that Major League Baseball had no postseason and no World Series was? I heard Mike first.
1994.
That is correct. The score right now is 4-2. Bo, you got to get on this. All right. The MTV show Total Request Live counted down the top music videos on the day of the day and was hosted by...
Mike!
I heard Mike first.
Carson Daly.
Correct.
Got to be quicker than that.
All right. Metallica had a huge issue with this music downloading software. Bo?
Napster?
Correct. All right, 5-3.
You were like LimeWire? No, it's Napster.
Kazaa?
No, iTunes? I thought Napster so quickly, I was like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
This was the nickname of the 1992 U.S. Olympic men's basketball team. Bo.
Dream team.
Correct. 4-5. Bo, you've got 4. Mike, you've got 5.
Yeah, I don't feel good. I feel like I'm heading in the wrong direction here.
This blockbuster movie was the highest grossing film of the 90s.
Mike. Titanic.
That's correct.
Let's go.
6-4. This baseball team signed Michael Jordan to...
Bo. White Sox.
Correct.
I was going to say Birmingham Barons anyways, so that was not going to be the right.
In 1997, Tiger Woods became the youngest champion.
Masters.
That is correct. All right, we have a tie right now. And fortunately, there is one question left.
Faltering here. It all comes down to this. I don't feel good.
This Disney animated film.
Go ahead and finish the question.
No, we ain't playing that. You should get doc points anyway. He already buzzed in, so I get first crack.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
She just has to start over.
This Disney animated film became the first in history to be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. It's one of the Disney classics.
Mike, and I'm going to say Aladdin. No. I have no clue.
No. Bo?
Pocahontas?
No.
Is it computer? It's not computer.
Mulan in the 90s? I can't remember.
Mulan was in the 90s. Not correct. I'll give you a hint. We'll use your name as your buzzer again since this is the tiebreaker. There is a singing candle.
Mike.
I heard
Beauty and the Beast.
No, that was... No.
All right. Bo,
no.
Look at that comeback, baby.
No.
That's what I do. I break hearts.
Unbelievable.
The crazy part is Mike, you got first when it came down to like y'all both being at the close at the same time.
What's crazy is how close all those were.
I know. And the one that you needed to get first the most, you didn't get it.
I knew.
Squid coming in clutch.
I felt the air coming out of the room for me. I was like, this ain't good. This ain't good.
Good job, Bo.
Nice work. That's another fun edition of Allie's Mac Drop, man. Appreciate you guys hanging out so much with us. We're going to roll to the other side. We're going to talk more about the Atlanta Falcons' ups and downs of the schedule release last night. I'm going to tell you what the worst two-game stretch is on the Falcons' schedule. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.